Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Oglavy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Speed reaches second base with a double. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speed moves to third. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Speed scores. Verizer moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. Bell scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Randy Stein now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Yount reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field. Speed picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speed. Yount scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Lascano reaches third base with a triple. Ogilvie scores. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lascano scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martinez for a passed ball. Speed moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lizcano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Brewers. Don Hood now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Hood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Stein covering. Safe. Bell moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-6, Brewers. Willie Mueller now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Pruitt scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Brewers. Jim Norris pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing left field. Ron Pruitt now catching. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Lizcano moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Don Money pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lizcano moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Don Money now playing third base. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Pruitt catches it and throws to second to double up Martinez. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Castro now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pruitt bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. One out. Bob McClure now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 4 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 8, Brewers, 8. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Speed hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Date bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Molitor covering, for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got five RBIs. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Speed hits a line drive towards the mound. McClure reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Lascano strikes out. Two outs. Sid Monge now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.